Welcome to show number 22 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is cracking, my people? Hopefully everybody is out there and just relaxing. Don't work. Don't do anything stressful. Just kick back for the next, I don't know, I think this is going to be kind of a short show because there wasn't too many products released this week, and I think it's mainly because the companies are kind of gearing up for next week. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We've got some big-time football releases next week at Last Check, although things get moved around and pushed back all the time. We have two major releases, actually three, but we'll talk about Playoff National Treasures football and Topps Mayo football. And the reason why I'm telling you the week before is you better break out your wallet and better maybe crack open the piggy bank, because those kind of cards are going to cost you some coin. But first thing is first, let's break it off with just a little bit of news. I'll first go over some of our listener emails. I've gotten so many emails, and I apologize if you send me an email. People that emailed me regularly know that I get back to you within probably at least 3 or 4 days. I read all emails the day I get them, or at least the day after, but sometimes it takes me a while because they start stacking up and it becomes quite a task. But I usually go through, usually on Sunday or I don't know, whenever I feel like it. So I apologize if it takes me several days to get back to you, but I read them all. And just to highlight a few, like I said, I probably got like 25 to 30 this week. Highlight a few. Nolan says he listens to the show 4 times, not just once, but 4 times. So I want to thank Nolan. Got a rank up there amongst one of our top fans. I couldn't stand listening to the show once, so Nolan listening to it 4 times, it's got to be a record. I don't know, maybe. We'll see. But Dennis from Massachusetts, I think. MA. Gosh, I'm stumbling over my geography. I never really took all the college courses I've took, which is numerous, many more units than needed to graduate. Didn't ever slip geography in there. So I have Dennis from MA, which I believe is Massachusetts, which is a very difficult state to pronounce, especially this early in the morning. He was the listener that gave us the idea of fantasy sports on the last show. So I wanted to shout him out, give him credit. He was the one that spurred the idea for last show, and we talked a little bit about fantasy sports. And as you know, if you listen to the show, we always kind of mix in a little bit of fantasy news here and there. And I wanted to shout out Joel, too. He invited me to a baseball fantasy league. Let's see if he'll accept my counter offer to him. He invited me to play in a league, and I said that I'd probably tag team it a little bit with my brother. My brother really wants to play fantasy baseball, but he cannot check it every day. Probably check it on Saturday and Sunday at the most. But he definitely wants to be involved. So I wanted to see if that was okay, to see if we could put two minds into one team. And if that's cool, looks like I'm going to be playing some fantasy baseball. I am ready. And our next listener, outstanding idea, Marty, said we should have multiple winners for our contest. And I don't know why I didn't think of it. Took a great mind like Marty, apparently, to think of something like that. Obviously, my mind is not as great as Marty's. This is a great idea. Coming up after this break, we're not going to break it out right this second, but after the break, we are going to announce our contest winner. I decided to announce it on the air. Now, I cut off the date on the 15th, so if you didn't email me before the 15th, or right about there, you know, I'll give you a little bit of grace period because we didn't get the show up until around the 15th. I think I recorded it a few days before, so I might have given a few people a few days grace period, but we will draw the winner live on the show. So if you have your name in the hat, you'll definitely want to hang with us. So we're going to announce the winner of this fat stack of card. And we're also, I've been going through all my cards, trying to sell some, trying to figure out which one. I haven't gotten to putting them on my website yet, but I have an enormous box of cards that I need to put on my website. So that'll be, boy, that'll be a lot of fun. On top of that, as a total side note, I'm going to be moving. Probably, more than likely. I've always flirted with the idea of moving back to my hometown, and it looks like it's becoming a reality. Looks like I'm going to move back. My brother moved back a couple months ago, and I have a really good friend that lives there. Looks like he's moving out. So it looks like we might all just go live together. So we'll see how that works out. One of my, obviously my brother, you guys know him. He's been on the show before. But my other roommate, future roommate, was a fighter. He's been boxing. And if you watch the UFC, and if you watch the, what's that show called? I don't know. It's on Spike. It's called, I don't remember what it's called. But one of the winners of that show is, it's actually called The Ultimate Fighter. The winner of The Ultimate Fighter, I think it was last season or the season before, was Matt Dancing. And my buddy that I'm going to be moving in with actually knocked him out in a boxing match. If you go onto some boxing sites, you'll see Matt Dancing's boxing record. And my buddy knocked him out, I think, in like 40 seconds. Knocked him down once and then knocked him out cold right after that. So my buddy is a fighter. So nothing is going to scare me in that house. I'll just, if anybody comes in, I'll just send the fighter over and he'll handle business. But anyways, let's get back on topic. Little bit of news. Again, nothing really coming out huge this week. Some things got pushed back. The only box of note is Topps UFC. Speaking of UFC fighting, it's amazing how those segues, you could call me like a master of segues, but I didn't even think about that. So we're talking about UFC fighting. Topps UFC, I don't know what you can call it. Topps UFC just cards are coming out this week. UFC cards are probably pretty cool. I don't think there's really any I think there are autographs in there, but I think someone on one of the forums was complaining there was no autographs of the ring girls. So that's an interesting thing that they left out. But looks like you can get all kinds of things from the top UFC stars. Those cards will be very interesting, some of the autographs. And UFC's would be a very difficult card to collect, I do believe. It's still a sport in its infancy, although its popularity is enormous, and it's something that is approaching other sports. And I think if it keeps going the way it's going, you're going to be mentioning UFC and the big three sports. It's definitely going to take over a lot of sports, hockey and golf off the top of my head, at least in the United States. It's not going to approach soccer or American football. But you never know. We'll see. But UFC, we'll see what happens with their popularity and some of their stars. But it's a difficult set to collect because it seems like these fighters win a belt and then like 3 months later they lose it and then they win it again and then they lose it and then they're done. So it's a tough thing. It's obviously a brutal thing. These guys got to train quite a bit, literally every day, to be one of the top guys. So we'll see what happens to the longevity of some of these current superstars. As we mentioned on the last show, Contenders Football released their SP list for, you know, some of the rookies and stuff that it came out, and that's all available on DonRuss.com if you want to check it out. Eric Ainge out of 108, serial numbered out of 108, actually not serial numbered, but it's actually rumored to be out of 108 and confirmed by Donruss. Pretty interesting. Who knows if Eric Ainge is going to get a chance, but for set builders, getting one of 108 is going to be very hard to do. Dontrell Savage apparently is a Chiefs running back. His autograph card is out of 76. That is even less. Wow. And then I think the lowest one that I saw was Jed Collins, who is a Philadelphia Eagles fullback. His is numbered out of 30. So if you think you opened up the box and you got nothing but a Jed Collins Eagles fullback rookie card, that baby is out of 30, and I guarantee you the price is going to grow through the roof. So we'll report some prices maybe on those next time. I'll wait until those kind of print runs sizzle and settle into the hobby so we can kind of get some high and low prices. Because I bet right now we're seeing kind of the high. And then, or maybe not. You never know. Sometimes these things take a while to trickle down to the hobby. So we'll see what happens. But keep an eye on that. You don't want to bust a box of this stuff and then just dump the cards for nothing because you think Jed Collins, Dontrell Savage, and Eric Ainge aren't going to be anything. Well, I guarantee you those rookie cards are going to be some of the most valuable in the whole set. You can book it. Well, after this short break, we will be announcing last month's contest winner. And although we're on the the 15 system, you know, we're like half month system. So it's hard to say it was last month's contest because it actually went back into 2008. So we'll just call it the first contest of the year, and we'll be announcing a winner. And I got tons of cards laying around. I was putting a bunch of stuff on eBay last night. I was trying to clean out my garage because if I'm going to move, I got to unload all this stuff either on eBay or in a garage sale or all kinds of things. Not really the cards. I'm saving those for my website when I have time to put those on there. And it's, you know, it's looking like I might. So I'll grab some cards out. We'll have maybe like four or five winners. And I got to figure out what the contest is going to be. So maybe something associated with our website, sportscardradio.com. Why don't you go check it out at the break? And we are back. We are going to announce this first month's contest winner. We're going to be doing these probably like every 2 weeks. I'm hopefully going to do a show at least once a week. Start getting up to about four times a month. We'll see if it works out, but at least three to four. So we'll be running these contests every 2 weeks. I'm mixing up the names. And we're going to grab a winner here. Let's see who wins. It is going to be Dennis from Massachusetts. Actually, Dennis was our fantasy sports idea guy, and he is going to win this month's contest. So if I don't have his address, I'll send him an email, but expect those cards in the mail shortly. Hope you enjoy, Dennis. And this month's contest, we're going to do, looks like about two winners. I got a like kind of a grand prize and maybe like a little second prize. So here goes. Let's start it off for the vintage baseball fans. Looks like a 1981 Fleer Ozzie Smith. And I like this card. He's got the afro. He's got the old San Diego hat on and jersey, the old brown and gold kind of. It's kind of come back in style. Card number 488. Looks like it's only like his third year card, so pretty neat card. Carlos Rogers Bowman Best Authentic Player Worn Jersey Rookie Card. Sorry about all the player worn stuff, but this one is serial numbered 230 out of 599, and it is a rookie card, so it is kind of nice. Carlos Rogers, kind of a hard-hitting guy. I think he still plays for Washington. Brandon Jacobs Rookie Card, Topps Heritage. I think it's from 2005. I could be wrong. Yes, 2005 Topps Heritage. Brandon Jacobs rookie, number 354. That's probably worth a couple bucks. A Topps Chrome from 2007. LaDainian Tomlinson, Marshall Faulk, running back royalty. Looks like kind of a refractor. And it's serial numbered 174 out of 199. Here's a prospect for all you guys out there. Brian Stokes from, looks like at least on this card, he's from the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. This is from 2007. It's a Topps Finest rookie card. He's a pitcher. And this is an X refractor, number 35 out of 50. So a very rare card there, folks. A March Memories Jason Richardson jersey card. So that's kind of cool from Upper Deck. Looks like it's like from 04 or 05. Still with the Warriors, but still a nice card. Very nice. Got a little number one around the jersey. You'll see it when you get it. Pretty cool card. Hopefully you enjoy that one. A Rudy Gay, Topps Finest rookie card. Serial, looks like it's a refractor. Serial number 114 out of 319. Card number 147. Rudy Gay. He's cool. He's a good player, man. I wonder if he'll stay with Memphis or he'll sign with somebody else. He's a good player. I don't know when he's a free agent. And lastly, looks like it's a 1989-1999 Scottie Pippen Fleer card. And I picked this card because I like the expression on his face. He's looks like he's looking at the coach and saying, hold on, I got this. And it's card number 23. So a decent stack of cards there, a couple bucks, but it's free, guys. So I'll tell you how you will enter in a second. And our grand prize is a Alfonso Soriano 2005 Donruss Zenith. Zenith team, looks like Z team. And it's a jersey card, and it actually has a piece of, looks like the jersey, just a really small piece, but it's up in the upper right corner, and you can see it's like the little cutout of a jersey. Pretty nice card, but what makes this special is it's serial number 9 of 25, so not too many of these. Nice little white jersey piece with just a small little black, looks like logo or like piece of the number, and it's card number TZ6, 2005, Donruss Zenith, Alfonso Soriano, Game Used Jersey Card, serial number 9 out of 25, with a little bit of a patch on it. So you could call it a patch card. That's our grand prize. How you will enter is send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send me an email. I don't really care what the email's about. You can tell me anything, but what I'm really looking for, and this will get you a certain entry, if you send me an email, I'll give you one entry, but if you include in the email either a website you visit regularly, a podcast you listen to, a blog, a YouTube video, preferably your own. I would like to, you know, we have Joel. He has a podcast. It's called Old School, New School, I believe, and I checked it out, and it's really funny, and I encourage our older listeners to check it out, and it's very, very entertaining. So check it out. We're going to throw links like that from listeners on this show, but if you have anything sports card related as well, we're definitely going to have all that. If you check out our website, sportscardradio.com, you will see I'm just beginning this website. I just started working on it. I probably only put in less than 10 hours. So you can kind of see the general idea. If you go to like websites we like, we're going to throw up everything there. And we may eventually start breaking it down into topics once we get a bunch of them on there. But for now, we'll probably have them all on one page. And we're also going to have YouTube. It's a beast trying to get it to upload. You know, most sites are easy. You can just cut and paste the YouTube code in there. But this, I've got to download some stuff, and I've been having some problems. But eventually, I'll work it out, and we'll be able to show YouTube members and just funny videos about sports card box breaks in particular, but mail days and things like that. We'll put those up on there, and especially if it's yours, if you're listening to this show and you have some content that you provide either to YouTube or a blog, WordPress, Blogger, if you have your own website, even your own podcast, let us know. We'll throw up a link because we're all about supporting the hobby, and we're out to get the word out. And if you go to sportscardradio.com, you will see the beginnings of all of that. Well, after this very short break, we are going to be talking about playoff National Treasures and Topps Mayo Football, which if you go to our website on the left, there's a box release date calendar, and you will notice those come out next week. Well, we'll see. Hopefully the card manufacturers don't push it back, but if they do come out next week, you'll be able to start saving today because these babies are going to cost you some coinage. So go to our website, check out what's coming out, send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Get entered into this week's contest. This is going to be a two-week contest. We're going to run this to probably like January 31st or February 1st. One of those, probably February 1st, we'll do a show or right about there, and we'll announce the winner again on the air and have another contest. So this is only going to last 2 weeks. So get on our website, sportscardradio.com. Send us an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Tell me anything you want to see on there. Doesn't necessarily have to be a website or anything like that. Anything you can think of that will add to the beauty of the site will be much appreciated. After this break, we'll be talking about playoff National Treasures football and Topps Mayo football. Enjoy this. Starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand
What you tried to say to me.
And we are back again. Before I get too far into this next segment, this is show number 22, and we're talking a lot about football. And one of the most famous number 22s for all you Dallas Cowboy fans out there, and I'm sure it's immense, Emmitt Smith, the great all-time leading rusher ranker. We'll talk about some of his card prices and memorabilia pieces in a little bit. But first thing is first, we are going to be talking about two absolutely huge football products to hit the market next week. One on January 27th and one on January 28th. At least that is from what I go for now. I'm sure it will get pushed back, but maybe, maybe not. I know this first product, which will be released on Tuesday, January 27th, Topps Mayo Football. Pretty interesting product, somewhat affordable. Looks like you get two autographs or one autographed and one jersey card. You get 24 packs and 8 cards per pack. That's a lot more cards than the next product we'll talk about. But in this product, Topps Mayo Football, you get 6 cards plus 2 mini parallels. So that's kind of neat. It's kind of like Allen and Ginter. When I was kind of going over this product, reminds me a little bit of Allen and Ginter baseball. And Allen and Ginter baseball is extremely popular. And if they do some of the similar things, and it looks like that's what they're doing with this Topps Mayo Football, maybe Topps has a new football product that will be very cool, because this product pays tribute to the first football cards ever made offered to the public. It originally honored top Ivy League football players. So way back in the day, we're talking around the 1900s, even before that. So these cards will have a 100-plus-year-old design. Very cool to see modern players on such an old design. It's going to have cut signatures from the 1900s, from football players all the way to, you know, celebrities and, you know, icons from way back in the 1900s. They're going to have original 1894 Mayo cards, so the very first football cards offered to the public. They're going to be inserted in there. That's going to be ridiculous. All autographs are going to be on card. So what do you think the price is going to be for something like this? 24 packs, 8 cards per pack. They're going to make a lot of it. These things, obviously a cut signature and an 1894 Mayo card is not going to come in every box or even every case for that matter. But 115 plus per box. I can imagine the price is going to hover around that range. So you want to maybe get in early, because if this stuff is sizzling and there's some huge hits in there, we'll see what happens. But that's next week, Tuesday, January 2009, the 27th, the day after. So you'll blow 150 on Tuesday. Well, the next day, hopefully you get paid, because Playoff National Treasures comes out. Ah, Treasures. You know, if it has Treasures in the title, it's not going to be a $100 box. This box is going to run you, well, I'm going to wait to tell you how much this box is going to run you. You're going to get 3 autographs and 3 memorabilia cards per box. You get 1 pack, 7 cards, so it looks like you got 3 hits and a base. This comes out on Wednesday, January 28th. On card jumbo prime patch rookies are going to be some of the absolutely hottest rookies. They have all the big name rookies: Matt Ryan, Chris Johnson, Joe Flacco, Darren McFadden. I like him. He might be kind of undervalued. He was huge, and now he kind of took a bad seat. And same with Felix Jones. So guys to keep an eye on: Steve Slayton, Matt Forte, all kinds of guys. Jumbo prime patch rookies. That just sounds good to me. So you're going to have all kinds of stuff in there. Hall of Famers, too. This is National Treasures. Does focus a lot on Hall of Fame players, and there are some absolutely stunning hits. Hall of Famers like Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Joe Montana, Sammy Baugh, all kinds of other ones. It's going to be ridiculous. They're signed embroidered patches, which on the actual patch. So we're talking some ridiculous hit. There's some super prime hits, which are like the case hits or maybe even beyond that, where you get the actual NFL logos. They're going to have team logos. Some will be vintage. They're going to have brand logos. Some of those may be even vintage. You might get like a starter logo or like a Puma logo. I mean, man, that'd be cool. They're going to have laundry tags of rookie cards, which laundry tags, if I'm not mistaken, is down actually the jock tag, I think, is the bottom one. The laundry tag is actually on the neckline, I do believe. I could be wrong. Maybe they're considered the same thing, but I think the jock tag is the one on the bottom, which you see on Majestic and Reebok jerseys and Adidas jerseys. But I think the laundry tag is on the neckline on authentic jerseys that have the player's name and number and things like that on there. You're also going to have nickname autographs, Joe Cool Montana, and all kinds of other things. You're going to have dual rookie autographs. This stuff is loaded. Just go to YouTube and you'll see tons of hits. I'll actually throw some National Treasures box breaks from last year up on Sports Card Radio. So better yet, help our show out. YouTube gets like 50 million people a second going to their site. I will be lucky to get 50 people in 2 months going to my site. So go to our site. I'll throw up some of the National Treasures box breaks from last year. You'll be able to check those out on our site. And that would be cool because it might inspire you to either max out the credit card or get one of those bank loans that are just everybody can get at this moment and go buy a box or a case for, again, the price. I didn't tell you the price. Okay, here we go. $380 to $400 a box. Might be a little bit less, might be a little bit more. You never know. So check out this stuff. National Treasures Football. Absolutely ridiculous. So you have a great... If you're a singles card collector, if you're a box collector and you're broke, I feel bad. You're kind of like me. I'm a box... I love to be able to crack some of these boxes. I will be honest with you. I won't be cracking either one, but I will definitely... I'll definitely look for singles. I don't know if I'll buy any, but... We'll see. I'll definitely look for singles, and if there's some nice, I might try to scoop one of the Bengals autograph rookies out of there if they have them in there, or maybe something else. I don't know. That might not be my best bet, but I'm actually going to focus on baseball a little bit more. It's, the start of the year, where spring training starting to get up to kind of segue out of football. I'm definitely going to be focusing on baseball here, so I'm definitely in the market for some baseball cards. I've got some bids in. I actually went on, since I'm selling, eBay is one of those things. You get on eBay and it's like, you start selling stuff and it's like, oh, okay, in 2 or 3 days I'm gonna have this much money in my PayPal account, so it's like, ooh, I could buy this. So you start bidding on things. So I was doing that, so we'll see. I'll tell you if I win anything and let you guys know. But hopefully you enjoyed this segment, National Treasures and Topps Mayo Football. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys have some cash on the side. Hopefully you guys got a good job, be able to scoop some singles. And if you get a box of it, let me know how you do. Send me some scans. We're in the process of that. Again, my site, it's a very nice site. It's free software and stuff like that, so it's very affordable for what we're trying to do here. But it doesn't always let you do everything you're trying to do, so I'm still trying to integrate everything, but we will have photos that people have already sent me in the past, and we'll probably do a contest at some point in the future where you will submit a photo, and we'll put it on the site, and we'll do all kinds of things. So check us out on the break, sportscardradio.com.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shine. Watch her.
And we are back to wrap things up with a small segment on Emmitt Smith, number 22. One of, if not one of the greatest runners the NFL has ever seen. Emmitt Smith has tons of cards. You can go through and find tons of things. What I recommend is maybe some of his on-card autographs from the years. He's signed quite a bit. I wouldn't touch too many mini helmets. We'll talk about mini helmets right now. I saw that most of them go in the $100 range to $150, $200 plus. Full-size helmets are obviously a little bit more, but the COAs on these things are always a little sketchy. I'd be very skeptical unless it was PSA DNA, and I didn't see any of those on there. So... And this is all on eBay, so I'm sure if you look around, go to sportscardradio.com and check out our Upper Deck links, and you might be able to find something there. But one of the coolest things I found was a 2000 Fleer Autographics went for a best offer on January 18th for $90 shipped. That's a 2000 card on card autograph. It was a really nice autograph. And that's a pretty good price, $90. Anything south of $100 for a legitimate Emmitt Smith autograph is a very nice buy. So you're looking to pay $100 to $200 plus for some of his, you know, kind of like the National Treasures kind of things. Looking to pay definitely north of $100, but sometimes you can scoop one in the $150 range, and you're probably buying it pretty well, especially if it's on card. That's a really nice card. And if it comes with like a jersey piece, I saw a couple from either last year's National Treasures or 06 that had some base mass pieces. Pretty cool cards. They're in like the $150, $170 range. So Emmitt Smith stuff still selling well, and it's because there's a lot of Cowboy fans. For some of the lower-end collectors, his best rookie is the 1990 Score Supplemental rookie. It came out of some kind of set. It was tough to get. That's the reason why it's worth a little bit today. It's worth anywhere between about $30 to $50 on eBay. It's number 101T. So check it out. It's out of the 1990 Score Supplemental set. Very rare set. Tough card to find. Probably his best rookie, especially if you can find one in a nice grade. BGS 9, PSA 10, things like that. Nice card. And you can go down the line. He has a pro set card and some other cards that, unless you're buying huge quantity, you're not going to really look around to turn around on anything like that. However, maybe Emmitt Smith signs through the mail. I don't really know. Maybe we have a listener that listens to the show and maybe has gotten Emmitt Smith. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, Emmitt Smith, great runner, great investment. I don't think anything's going to happen to him. Emmitt Smith actually, I'm pretty sure, owns his own card shop. At least he did. Saved all his touchdown footballs, and I think he put most of them up in his sports card shop. I'm not really sure if he still has it. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Maybe if you live in the Texas area, you know about it. So send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Check out our website, sportscardradio.com. I put up some YouTube videos of last year's National Treasures football. You'll want to check those out, especially if you're thinking about buying, or maybe if you're not thinking about buying, you just want to Google over kind of what is coming out in a couple weeks. So we'll see what happens. That all comes out next week. Topps Mayo football, Topps National Treasures football. Be sure to check out sportscardradio.com. I'll make sure I'll put up the latest YouTube videos. I'm waiting to see those myself. So check out our site. We got all kinds of other things. Remember this month's contest. Send me an email and you will be able to enter into. We have two winners for this. It's actually not a month. It's contest number two. Runs for 2 weeks. Goes to January 31st. Go to sportscardradio.com. I'll put the information on how to enter there. Until then, hope you all are having a good day. Hopefully everything is going great. And if not, hopefully we entertained you a little bit this last half hour. Until the next show, good luck with your collections. I'll see you then.